From Spark and Anvil and Crown Tales. This is Skipjack, in Chapter 1 of the Crown Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Skipjack never takes just one jump if he can help it. Where another piece leaps a single enemy and stops, Skipjack lands, spots the next enemy already lined up with an empty square behind it, and leaps again, and again, clearing a whole diagonal of opponents in one continuous, zigzagging turn. "One jump is fine," he says, mid-hop, "but why stop at one when the whole chain is right there?" The trick isn't the leaping. Anybody can leap. The trick is seeing the whole chain before you start.
Skipjack learned to look ahead because he used to leap without looking, and it cost him. As a young piece, he was all energy and no plan. He'd see one jump, take it in a burst of excitement, and land somewhere terrible. Out of position, exposed, having grabbed one piece while missing the three he could have taken if he'd only looked first. His enthusiasm kept getting him into trouble. He was fast, and he was thoughtless, and the two together made him easy to beat. An old strategist stopped him mid-blunder. "You leap like your feet are on fire," she said. "Slow down. Before you take the first jump, trace the whole path with your eyes. Where do you land? Is there another jump there? And after that one?" Skipjack tried it and discovered that a jump he'd have taken alone was actually the first link in a chain of three, if only he'd traced it first. His energy hadn't been the problem. The problem was leaping before he'd seen. Once he learned to see the whole chain first, his speed became a weapon instead of a liability.
He came to the Crown Tales Academy as the piece who teaches combinations. On his first day, the head set up three enemies in a zigzag, each with an empty landing beyond, and asked Skipjack to show what a man could do. Skipjack didn't leap right away, and that restraint was the lesson. He traced the path first with a fingertip. Over the first, land. Over the second, land. Over the third. Then he leapt, all three in one flowing turn. "See how I looked before I jumped?" he said. "If I'd taken the first leap on impulse, I might have landed facing the wrong way and missed the rest. You don't win by leaping fast. You win by leaping in the right order, and you only know the order if you trace the whole chain first." "Most eager pieces leap and hope," the head said. "You look, then leap." And that has been his role ever since, teaching that the chain is seen before it is taken.
A young piece came to him, buzzing with frustration. "I took a jump and it was a disaster. I landed in a terrible spot." Skipjack laughed kindly because he knew that exact disaster. "You leapt before you looked," he said. "I did that for years. Here," he set up a chain. "Before you touch a single piece, trace where each jump lands you. A jump that grabs one enemy but strands you is worse than a chain that grabs three and leaves you strong. Slow down for one breath. See the whole thing. Then fly." The young piece traced the chain first, the whole zigzag, and then took it and landed exactly where it meant to, three enemies richer, and grinned like it had just learned to fly on purpose instead of by accident.
Later, the young piece admitted it. "I get so excited, I just go." Skipjack nodded. He still felt that pull himself. "That excitement is a gift," he said. "Don't lose it, but pair it with one breath of looking first. The difference between a piece that blunders and a piece that wins isn't how much energy it has. It's whether it sees the chain before it leaps." He traced an imaginary path in the air. One step can open a whole sequence you didn't know was there, but only if you look for it. Look first, then let yourself go all the way. The young piece practiced tracing chains before every jump and found, to its delight, that looking first didn't slow it down at all. It just meant that when it finally leapt, it leapt all the way through.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Skipjack. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.